This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A new bike path has opened on one of the city's most dangerous neighborhood roads for cyclists. The Sun-Times reports the mile-long stretch of Long Avenue between Belmont Avenue and Irving Park Road now has a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit, curb extensions that shorten crosswalks, speed humps, and two one-way sections. The city says the greenway is now safer for cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers. The transportation department began planning the greenway after two serious crashes on the stretch of the road, including one that killed a 16-year-old cyclist in October 2023. Illinois Secretary of State wants to hear from the public about auto insurance rates. My colleague, Mawa Iqbal, reports Alexei Janulius is launching what he calls the Driving Change Campaign for Auto Insurance Fairness. His office has a new website where Illinois drivers can submit stories of times they felt discriminated against by auto insurers. Janulius says the goal is to prevent companies from using socioeconomic data like credit scores and zip codes to set rates.
So if the purpose of auto insurance is to protect the 8.5 million Illinois motorists, it only makes sense that their driving records serve as the primary factor for setting their rates.
His team will also host town hall meetings across the state over the next several weeks. Lollapalooza starts tomorrow, and many artists who got their start in Chicago will be coming back to perform. Actor Joe Keery, known simply as Joe when playing music, is one of those artists. His first Lollapalooza performance was in 2022. This was before his track and Chicago Love Letter, End of Beginning, went viral. What Keery looks forward to most isn't the crowds, but the feeling of being back in the city.
In terms of a place to be during summer, Chicago is such an amazing spot, and it's infectious, and everybody's outside, and we're going to be there for a little bit, and we'll be rehearsing and see some old friends, and yeah, I'm really excited to get back and just, you know, hang out, really. We'll be working a lot, but it'll be nice to hang out.
Keery is set to play the festival on Friday. The Chicago Bears will honor late matriarch Virginia McCaskey this season. The Sun-Times reports the team will wear a football-shaped patch with her initials every game this year. They'll also follow her preference and stick with the same uniform rather than wearing a throwback or alternate jersey. McCaskey died in February at age 102. You're listening to The Rundown. Every year, the musician-run Chicago Philharmonic performs a concert series in Chicago's parks. But it isn't your average orchestra concert. WBEZ contributor Hannah Edgar reports.
Few places in Chicago sound like Chinatown's Ping Tom Park. In one place, you can hear the rumble of Amtrak trains, boats jetting down the Chicago River, a group doing yoga to Chinese traditional music, and, of course, kids running around with treats from Chinatown Square. On a recent Saturday, a new sound floated over the park. Musicians warming up for a Chicago Philharmonic concert. The Chicago Philharmonic is a musician-run orchestra. It was founded in the 1980s by members of the Lyric Opera Orchestra.
Great.
But the musicians you're hearing right now aren't all in the Chicago Philharmonic. In fact, most of them aren't. Every year, this professional orchestra invites amateur players to sit with them side by side for a free public concert.
Yes, and let me show you what I'm thinking.
Chicago Philharmonic conductor Scott Speck rehearsed the orchestra.
I honestly feel that this is one of the most important things that the Chicago Philharmonic does. We want to be an orchestra that speaks to the people of Chicago in every community, in all of the communities. And if you don't come to us, we'll come to you. We'll find you, and we'll play our music for you. And hopefully, it's life-changing and joyous.
year, more than 250 community musicians signed up to play for the Philharmonic side-by-side concert. The most ever.
Good, everybody. Now.
And full disclosure, I was one of them. I briefly sat next to Manny Salazar. He's a student at Chai Arts, a selective performing arts high school in Westtown. He told me he heard about the concert through a friend, a bassoon player.
So I checked it out, I was like, oh, this looks fun. And I have a passion for music, so I wanted to play.
But soon enough, Manny got promoted. He was pulled up front to join our section leader, Philharmonic violinist Helen Kim Lee. I asked Manny what it was like to play next to a professional musician for an afternoon.
I could just like know that she's like so confident. She just like loves what she does, and I want to get like inspired by that.
For Helen, the Chicago Philharmonic musician, the feeling was mutual.
I like connecting with amateurs in general, and definitely with aspiring students. It's always fun.
The side-by-side orchestra ranged from musicians even younger than Manny to people in their 70s and 80s. And together, we pretty much looked like a slice of Chicago, which you can't say about most symphony orchestras. What united us all was a love for music and for a fun challenge. Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.
Weather for today, showers and thunderstorms in spots. Some could be severe. Flood watch in effect until Thursday afternoon, high near 82. Tonight, could see a stray thunderstorm in the evening, low near 65. Tomorrow, a few chances for thunderstorms throughout the morning, high in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.